Public Broadcasting Network. Where can you go? Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or just listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference meets on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. The telephone is 515-604-9715, access code 708-922, ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Now, we have a gathering coming up in October, sponsored by and hosted by Targeted Justice. You can go to their site at targetedjustice.com and pick up the details. Unfortunately, they did not make it to copy tonight. Tomorrow night, they most surely will be there. Okay, tonight we're going to look at George Orwell and his book, 1984. You had to live, did live, from habit that became instinct, in the assumption that every sound you made was overheard, and except in darkness, every movement scrutinized. That's George Orwell, 1984. You noticed he said, except in darkness, every movement scrutinized. Well, things have changed today. In darkness, they can pick everything up. Your movements in your living room, your bedroom, your bathroom, wherever they choose. Tread cautiously. The fiction of George Orwell has become an operation manual for the omnipresent modern-day surveillance state. Now, I just got a phone call from a gentleman who was picked up off the street for no apparent reason by police and taken to a state hospital for no apparent reason and checked in for no apparent reason. This is beginning to become the norm in the United States of America. It's been 70 years since Orwell, dying, beset by fever and bloody coughing fits, and driven to warn against the rise of a society in which rampant abuse of power and mass manipulation are the norm. This depicted the ominous rise of ubiquitous technology, fascism, and totalitarianism in 1984. Who could have predicted that 70 years after Orwell typed the final words to his dystopian novel, he loved Big Brother, we would fall to heed his warning and come to love Big Brother? To the future, or to the past, to a time when thought is free, when men are different from one another and do not live alone, to a time when truth exists and what is done cannot be undone, from the age of uniformity, from the age of solitude, from the age of Big Brother, George Orwell. 1984 portrays a global society of total control in which people are not allowed to have thoughts that in any way disagree with the corporate state. There is no personal freedom, and advanced technology has become the driving force behind a surveillance-driven society. Snitches and cameras are everywhere. People are subject to the thought police, who deal with anyone guilty of thought crime. The government or party in the book is headed by Big Brother, who appears on posters everywhere with the words, Big Brother is watching you. Well, guess what, people? This has all come true. And then some. And it has come true in such a fashion that it happened overnight. But it did. It happened very gradually. We have arrived way ahead of schedule into the dystopian future dreamed up by not only Orwell, but also such fiction writers as Aldous Huxley, Margaret Atwood, and Philip K. Dick. Much like Orwell's Big Brother in 1984, the government and its corporate spies now watch our every move, much like Huxley's A Brave New World. We are churning out a society of watchers who have their liberties taken away from them, but rather enjoy it, because they are distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda and brainwashing. Now, when you turn on your television, you see normal people doing normal things, and they try to emulate what you are doing. Or do you try to emulate what they are doing? Question to be pondered. Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. The populace is now taught to know their place and their duties, to understand that they have no real rights, but will be protected up to a point if they conform. And to think so poorly of themselves that they will accept their assigned fate and not rebel or run away. And in keeping with Philip K. Dick's darkly prophetic version of the dystopian police state, which became the basis for Steven Spielberg's futuristic thriller Minority Report, we are now trapped in a world in which the government is all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-powerful. And if you dare to step out of line, dark-clad police, SWAT teams, and pre-crime units will crack a few skulls to bring the populace under control. What once seemed futuristic no longer occupies the realm of science fiction. Incredibly, as the various nascent technologies employed and shared by the government and corporations alike, facial recognition, iris scanners, massive databases, behavior prediction software, and so on, are incorporated into a complex, interwoven cyber network aimed at tracking our movements, predicting our thoughts, and controlling our behavior. The dystopian visions of past writers are fast becoming our reality. Now, I say this probably once every two or three broadcasts, but the reason behind this, they have us so busy working all day long, watching football games, watching baseball games, watching cricket, that the government just keeps on rolling. And then, all of a sudden, you are slapped in the face with 9/11, where three buildings fell in their own footprint. That's impossible to do. If that were a commercial jet, and it did have the power to take down that building, it would have fallen sideways. Other buildings would have been taken out. That whole sector would be destroyed. But the buildings came down in their own footprint. And we looked on and accepted the explanation. Our world is characterized by widespread surveillance, behavior prediction technologies, data mining, fusion centers, driverless cars, voice-controlled homes, facial recognition systems, cybugs and drones, and predictive policing, pre-crime. Aimed aimed at capturing would-be criminals before they can do any damage? Now, suppose a person is thinking about a movie that they watched, and it involves somebody walking into a bank, and this guy was thinking about this at the time, and they recorded it. Now, they're looking to pick him up because of a movie that he watched. Go figure. The future police. This is too much. Too much for me. I can't handle it. There is too much going on in this country. Surveillance cameras are everywhere. Government agents listen in on our telephone calls and read our emails. Political correctness, a philosophy that discourages diversity, has become a guiding principle of modern society. People sleep peaceably in their beds at night, only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. Another quote from George Orwell. The courts themselves have shredded the Fourth Amendment's protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. In fact, SWAT teams battering down doors without search warrants and FBI agents acting as secret police that investigate dissenting citizens. These are all common occurrences in contemporary America. And bodily privacy and integrity have been utterly eviscerated by a prevailing view that Americans have no rights over what happens to their bodies during an encounter with government officials, who are allowed to do the following: to search, seize, strip, scan, spy on, probe, pat down, taser, and arrest any individual at any time and for the slightest provocation. We are increasingly ruled by multi-corporations wedded to the police state. What many fail to realize is that government is not operating alone. It cannot. The government requires an accomplice. Thus,
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Since we lack time, and I'd love to have 2 hours, I'm going to go right to Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference. This is aired Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Telephone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. And the ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Now tonight, in case you've just joined us, we are talking about the mirror effect of 1984 by George Orwell and the United States of America. Since we lack time, I'm going to start exactly where I left off, with the exception of one paragraph. The courts have shredded the Fourth Amendment's protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. In fact, SWAT teams battering down doors without search warrants, and FBI agents acting as secret police. They investigate dissenting citizens, common occurrences in contemporary America, and bodily privacy and integrity have been utterly eviscerated. The officials are allowed to search, seize, strip, scan, spy on, probe, pat down, taser, and arrest any individual at any time and for the slightest provocation. We are increasingly ruled by multi-corporations wedded to the police state. What many fail to realize is that the government is not operating alone. It cannot. The government requires an accomplice. Thus, the increasingly complex security, vast needs of the massive federal government, especially in the areas of defense, surveillance, and data management, have been met within the corporate sector, which has shown itself to be a powerful ally that both depends on and feeds on the growth of governmental overreach, outreach. In fact, big tech, wedded to big government, has become Big Brother by George Orwell. And we are now ruled by the corrupt elite whose tentacles have spread worldwide. For example, USA Today reports that 5 years after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the Homeland Security business was booming to an extent that it eclipsed mature enterprises like movie making and the music industry in annual revenue. But we still get taxed. This security spending to private corporations such as Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and others is forecast to exceed $1 trillion in the near future. The government now has at its disposal technological arsenals of which we are not apprised. They are so sophisticated and invasive as to render any constitutional protections.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We have come to live from Podcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And then at Republic Broadcasting, there is always a way to listen. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and you will see it right in front of you. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to join us by computer, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. By telephone, not a problem. 515-604-9715, access code 708922, ID targeted. Go to targetedjustice.com for all information on the October gathering in Washington. I would give you the details, but I don't have it on my copy tonight for some reason. Find out. Tonight, we are talking about the mirror image of George Orwell's 1984 and how it mirrors what is going on in the United States. I fear for our children, people. The government now has at its disposal technological arsenals of which we do not know. They are so sophisticated and invasive as to render any constitutional protections null and void. Now, this is spearheaded by the NSA, which has shown itself to care little, to do nothing for constitutional limits or privacy. The security industrial complex, a marriage of government, military, and corporate interests, aimed at keeping Americans under constant surveillance, has come to dominate the government and, most importantly, our lives. At three times the size of the CIA, constituting one-third of the intelligence budget, and with its own global spy network, the NSA has a long history of spying on Americans. Whether or not it has always had the authorization to do so. So we have a branch of government that does what they please, above the law, above the Constitution, most importantly, above the people. Money, power, and control. There is no shortage of motives fueling the convergence of mega corporations and government. But who is paying the price? The American people, of course. George Orwell understood what many Americans caught up in their partisan flag waving are still struggling to come to terms with, that there is no such thing as a government organized for the good of the people. Even the best intentions among those in government inevitably give way to the desire to maintain power and control over the citizenry at all costs. As Orwell explains, the party seeks power entirely for its own sake. We are not interested in the good of others. We are interested solely in pure power. What pure power means, you will understand presently. We are different from the oligarchies of the past in that we know what we are doing. All the others, even those who resembled ourselves, were cowards and hypocrites. Nazi Germany and the Russian communists came very close to us in their methodology. But they never had the courage to recognize their own motives. They pretended, perhaps, that even believed that they had seized power unwillingly and for a limited time, and that just around the corner there lay a paradise where human beings would be free and equal. We are not like that. We know that no one ever seizes power with the intention of relinquishing it. Power is not a means. It is an end. One does not establish a dictatorship in order to safeguard a revolution. One makes the revolution in order to establish the dictatorship. The object of persecution is persecution. The object of torture is torture. The object of power is absolute power. And as you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And Orwell says, now you begin to understand me. The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Another quote from George Orwell. How can you change the way people think? You start by changing the words they use. Totalitarian regimes, aka police states, where conformity and compliance are enforced at the end of a loaded gun. The government dictates what words can and cannot be used. In countries where the police state hides behind a benevolent mask and disguises itself as tolerance, the citizens censor themselves, policing their words and thoughts to conform to the dictates of the mass mind. You see where this is going? Dystopian literature shows what happens when the populace is transformed into mindless automations. In Nazi Germany, reading was banned and books were burned in order to suppress dissenters. If television were available at this particular time, I'm sure there would have been a news flash. Television is used to anesthetize the populace and render them easily pacified, distracted, and controlled. Now, earlier I mentioned baseball games, football games, cricket, basketball. They're wonderful games that we grew up with, that we love, but they distract us from the truth. While these games are going on, the government is still running. Their computers are still running. Their face recognition is picking you out in the crowd at your favorite football game via satellite. In Huxley's Brave New World, serious literature, scientific thinking and experimentation are banned as subversive, while critical thinking is discouraged through the use of conditioning, social taboos, and inferior education. Likewise, expressions of individuality, independence, and morality are viewed as vulgar and abnormal. Now it's time to look at human nature. It's time to understand that there are people who will not put up with this, and there are people who don't know that it's going on. In Orwell's 1984, Big Brother does away with all undesirable and unnecessary words and meanings, even going so far as to routinely rewrite history and punish thought crimes. Now, the thought crimes is the thing that really gets me, because he was really thinking, because that's exactly what's happening. In this dystopian vision of the future, the thought police serve as the eyes and ears of Big Brother, while the Ministry of Peace deals with war and defense. The Ministry of Plenty deals with economic affairs, rationing, and starvation. The Ministry of Love deals with law and order, torturing and brainwashing people. And the Ministry of Truth deals with news, entertainment, education, and art, all of which is propaganda. All three, Bradley, Huxley, and Orwell, had an uncanny knack for realizing the future, yet it is Orwell who best understood the power of language to manipulate the masses. Orwell's Big Brother relied on newspeak to eliminate undesirable words, strip such words as remained of unorthodox meanings, and make independent, non-government-approved thoughts altogether unnecessary. To give a single example, as psychologist Eric Fromm illustrates in his afterword to 1984, the word free still existed in newspeak, but it could only be used in such statements as, this dog is free from lice, or this field is free from weeds. It could not be used in its old sense of politically free or intellectually free, since political and intellectual freedom no longer existed as concepts. Where we stand now is at the juncture of old speak, where words have meanings and ideas can be dangerous, and newspeak, where only that which is safe and accepted by the majority is permitted. The power elite has made their intentions very, very clear. They will pursue and prosecute any and all words, thoughts, and expressions that challenge their authority. For their authority is everything. In order to feel comfortable, safe, they must know everything. That's why they have to have the cameras. They're paranoid. They have to know who is doing what and when. They have to know everything.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth, and I will give it to you. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Teach your children. Show them the Constitution of the United States and all the people who signed it. Show them the Declaration of Independence. Teach them what it means. It was freedom. Freedom from England. And we fought long and hard for it. And now, once again, we are under a worse thumb than the one that was on us from England. And we brought it on ourselves because instead of protesting, you just let it happen. Here's a quote from George Orwell. Until they became conscious, they will never rebel. And until after they have rebelled, they cannot become conscious. George Orwell. Americans have been conditioned to accept routine incursions on their privacy rights. The Bill of Rights has got so many footprints on it, you cannot read it any longer. We've had enough, folks. It's time to teach your children. It's time to teach them how not to be manipulated. It's time to teach them to be real American patriots, the likes of which we haven't seen. I take my hat off to our armed forces and the men who have served so bravely for us. Teach, sure. Well, God bless. Mine.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.